Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The enemies of the cross in the first century apparently believed they would stop or at least hinder the growth of the church by persecuting the members. They even stoned Stephen to death, Acts 7:58. But the members of the body of Christ were not to be deterred by the Jews or by the Romans. After Stephen had been martyred, the Christians in Judea were scattered abroad and went everywhere preaching the word. Acts 8:4. Exodus tells us that a new king who knew not Joseph arose in Egypt. He was afraid the Israelites might join Egypt's enemies and overthrow the government. He determined to set taskmasters over the Israelites and to make their burdens just as harsh as possible. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Exodus 1:12. From a purely human viewpoint, this is very puzzling. But we must remember that God was with His people and prospered them in spite of their sufferings, or perhaps because of their sufferings. Nothing Egypt could do would thwart the plan of God Almighty. The Egyptian government at the time of Israel's wandering in the land was the most powerful government in the world. The Egyptians surely thought they would have little difficulty slowing the growth of the nation of Israel. Moses recorded that the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar, and in brick, and in all manner of service, wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Exodus 1:13 and 14. In case you may have forgotten the location of Egypt, it needs to be remembered that it is in North Africa, where it is extremely hot most of the time. But not only is the weather very hot, but the country is very dry. The Israelites were treated more cruelly than most of us would treat our workhorses or our beasts of burden. The Israelites were fed and were given sufficient water to survive, but they did not enjoy the protection of the government and were treated as slaves. They had few civil rights, and thousands of them died at the hands of their cruel taskmasters. The work of making bricks and building cities is hard work anywhere, but it is especially difficult under the circumstances such as those outlined in Exodus 1. The Jews worked long days and probably did not have any day they could call their own, and yet the nation continued to grow. There are many countries in our world where people who claim to be Christians are being persecuted. That may well be in our own country if our government keeps making laws which make it difficult for men and women to serve God. But as of this time, persecution is not so strong as it was against the Jews in Egypt or against the early Christians. Is it possible we are not being persecuted because many of us have little faith in New Testament Christianity? Why would the world persecute the church when the church has become a part of the world? If we are unwilling to take the position that salvation is in Jesus Christ alone, the world probably will applaud our openness and tolerance. The first century Christians could not and would not compromise the truth of the gospel. Many churches in our day have no idea what the gospel is and would not preach it even if they knew. I'm not suggesting that we court persecution so the church will grow rapidly. But I am suggesting that we cannot afford to be weak and vacillating, even if it means losing our lives for the cause of Christ. Jesus encouraged the Smyrnaeans, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. Thank you, and may God bless you.